Captain Tim Hull is a spokesman for the Highway Patrol. He says Missouri's stringent criteria for issuing an Amber Alert match those of the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children. Those criteria are very specific because the Highway Patrol has varied responses for different situations. Hull says not all missing children cases qualify for Amber Alerts.
The Amber Alert activation criteria are the law enforcement that's investigating the missing child must confirm that the child has been abducted. That's one. Two is the child must be age 17 years or younger, and law enforcement must believe the child is in danger of serious bodily harm or death.
The fourth and final criteria, Hull said, is that there has to be enough descriptive information about the child, the abductor, and the vehicle for an Amber Alert to help recover the child. This usually doesn't apply to a non-custodial parent being late or even refusing to return his or her child, because in those cases, the child is usually not in harm's way. For that, there's another advisory called an EPA, an Endangered Persons Advisory. An EPA alerts the media as well, but it's not as immediate as an Amber Alert.
If we did an Amber Alert for every child that was missing or every situation where a non-custodial parent didn't return a child, people would become immune to hearing Amber Alerts and they would not be effective.
And they have been more than a little effective, he says. Missouri has a 100% recovery rate of children whose abductions were highlighted as Amber Alerts. Since 2003, that's 47 kids. Amber, which stands for America's Missing Broadcast Emergency Response, was adopted as a legacy to Amber Hagerman, a 9-year-old girl from Texas who was kidnapped while riding her bike, then murdered. The Highway Patrol reminds Missourians that if they suspect a child has been abducted, they should call 911. I'm Jennifer Moore.